The DBs, they've all been helping our guys. I mean, this is what we're seeing from you guys. This is why we're doing this. They've been really, really good. The defense have been great trying to help us out. And that's all he's trying to do. You know, Ty's a young guy, and he could tell him, you know, how he's going to attack him, what he sees, what he feels. And anything that they could add to us to help us for September, because, you know, we're not playing the Broncos. We're just practicing right and getting ready. And they've been doing – I've overheard DBs tell us, you know, this is how you're running this route. That's why I know that's coming. It's been awesome.
Do you take into account that it's a rookie tackle going against, you know, a potential Hall of Famer and evaluating him?
No, we're just evaluating. He's what we got out. We got a number of tackles. We're just throwing them all around, and we're trying to find the top five. You know, the fact that he's going against great competition is only better. It helps to school him, and hopefully I'll train him faster if he's one of our guys.
Rick, you said that was unique to see defense talk to offense like that. I mean, how unique?
It's pretty unique. I mean, I've not seen it. You know, there's been a couple of things here or there, but I see it all the time here. So I as an offensive coach, really appreciate it.
Coach, how have the fullbacks looked?
You know, they've looked good. Joe Dunn is new for us. We know James from years past, and they've done a good job, from what we're doing personnel. But both of them have the unique ability to move out of the backfield and help us in different areas so you don't get caught in a mold. Your defenses have to adjust to the single back stuff instead of just putting, eight guys in the box with the two backs. So that's what we like about both those. They're both smart. They both move around. They can catch the ball out of the backfield. That helps us put the defense in a bind, hopefully.
What's your early impressions of the running back group, Coach?
I think they've done a great job. It was about 3 days ago I really felt the urgency of their foot in the ground and going downhill. I thought their suddenness on the cuts, that's when they made to turn the corner, and they're going to keep getting better at that. So they're feeling the soft spot. They're understanding what we want done, and I feel the surge into the line of scrimmage.
On the inside, how are Paradis and Garcia coming along?
Well, I think everybody's really building up on each day. That's what we're trying to tell them. Stack a day after a day after a day. You have a good day, you know, maybe one or two plays aren't very good. Learn from that and keep moving on. And I think they've all done a really good job. You know, Matt has, he's a real strong guy. Max is a real strong guy. They're using what tools they have to their benefit.
Jordan Taylor and Solomon Patton keep making plays each and every day. What have you thought of some of the other receivers on the roster?
Well, I think everybody has. You know, those two guys, obviously, you know, you see them running past everybody. They both, you know, Jordan's got such great length. I mean, you throw it in a zip code, he seems to be able to come down with it. And Patton, he's got great speed. So I think each guy's pushing each other. We're really trying to do that. Hey, go out there and, you know, not just the defense helping them. Our other receivers, running backs, they help each other. Linemen help each other. I think we've got a pretty unique group in that regard.
Rick, what have you seen from Vasquez and from leadership?
Well, you know, Lewis is a, he's a stalwart. He's down in there. He's grinding every day. We have to tell him to take a day off. He really doesn't want to. So he's done that. He's a solid voice in there, you know, keeping everybody together. I think he's done a great job. And that veteran leadership is really important, especially on the inside of the O-line.
Coach, we saw Kubiak kind of have to regroup everybody during the team drill. And it sounds like you're pleased with a lot of guys. What are your areas of concern?
Well, you know, you always have little bits and pieces that you're worried about. You know, we have some rough patches here and there. But the one thing about this group with the leadership, they seem to pull things back together. And when, you know, if we have a bad play, we forget about it and move on. That's the big thing. And even if you have a good play, you've got to forget about it, not to get too lofty and go grind out the next one. I think that's the thing. You know, they regroup and they got things going together.
Guys, time for a couple more.
You got a philosophy on how to attack the red zone?
What was that?
You got a philosophy on red zone?
Yeah. I mean, you just try and give the guy some options. Give our guy an option. You know, certainly we want to run the ball because every positive gain is a great play for us. All right, we're moving closer. We only got 20 yards to work with anyway. So we're always trying to progress as we go through, and you just got to be ready for all or nothing. Right, they're either bringing them all or they're dropping them all. So we like to give our quarterback some options.
Where's Trevor Siemian at? He's kind of split some reps with Zach, but also got a lot of 13 reps yesterday. How's his progress?
He's doing well. You know, he's coming off of that knee, you know, so, you know, he's doing well physically. It's just trying to get a little bit of rust. He didn't get as many reps in the OTAs as the rest of the guys. So, you know, this is all about training our guys to get them for the preseason games. That's what we'll make some decisions on. Okay.